Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the cyber razor cap.
Cyber razor cap.
Yeah!
If you want to be a psychonaut, get yourself a cyber razor cap.
Oh, to be this could take ages, honey.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega, you slags! Ladies and gentlemen, Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda, back once again from SegaDriven.com to infest your ears with Sega-themed music here live on Radio Sega. You've got an hour of official Sega soundtrack music coming your way, because today I have decided to only do soundtrack music and no remixes, because I thought, why not? Let's change up a little bit. Be a first for the show. So yeah, only soundtrack music today. And we opened the show with Hiroshi Kawaguchi's main theme from Hang On, which is an absolutely brilliant song. Even now, I absolutely love the thing. Super catchy, as is both of the Hang On soundtracks, actually, if you think about it. And yeah, yeah, good start, good start. I like that. Good opener. Cool. So what's been going on this week? All right, okay, so today, actually, I think, has only just started. If you go over to humblebundle.com and click the mobile bundle tab, if you own an Android device, then you can get up to, well, currently 6 Sega games. 3 of them you can pay what you want for, and then you have to pay upwards of $3.70 to unlock the next 3. So the basically 1 cent to $3.69 bracket gets you Sonic 4 Episode 1, Choo Choo Rocket, and Virtua Tennis Challenge. And then once you start paying over $3.70, you also get Sonic and Sega's All-Star Racing, Sonic 4 Episode 2, and Crazy Taxi. And there's also going to be more games announced for this bundle coming soon in the week. So keep your eyes on that. If you are an Android device owner, then you might be in for some pretty good deals regarding Sega mobile titles. So fingers crossed there'll be some good appearances on that. Hopefully you get things like Transformed and... can you get Zaxxon Escape on Android? Because hopefully you can get that as a part of this bundle later on, because I really, really like Zaxxon Escape. That's a great damn game, that is. So yeah, keep an eye out. It should be quite interesting to watch. out of curiosity. So yeah, humblebundle.com if you are intrigued and you own an Android device. Rightio, let's carry on with said musics. Right, what do I feel like to begin with? I think it's time for a bit of Space Channel 5. I don't think we've had much Space Channel 5 on the Cyber Razor Cut, so enjoy this. And we are back. You just heard Jun Senoi's Believe in Myself, the theme from Tales from Sonic Adventure 1. And prior to that, you heard Ken Woodman and his Piccadilly Brass with Mexican Flyer, which you may recognise from Space Channel 5, along with being just a song. but yes, cool. Right, back to the Sega news. Oh, well, I say Sega news, this is obviously fan-related, but the Sonic Hacking Contest for 2014 has started again, and there's some damn good rather interesting stuff on show at the moment. If you go to shc.sonicresearch.org, you can get access to the Sonic Hacking Contest portal, and if you click the entries link at the top, that's where you can download everything that is currently available. There's quite a big upgrade in Generations mods this year, so there's a good four or five in here at the moment, so that's quite interesting. The quite infamous one that's been kicking around at the moment is there is a 2.5D recreation of Mystic Cave from Sonic 2, completely recreated in Sonic Generations, and it does look rather lovely, so that is available. That's a public download one, so yeah, go for it. There's more Unleash Project stuff going around. There's a World Adventure one which patches in all the DLC stages from Unleashed as well. Lots of stuff going around on the on that side of things. There's a this is quite interesting. STC. So this is a 2000. Is this a Sonic 2, a Sonic 06 port? Yep. So STH 2006 project. That's an attempt to get Sonic 06's stages into the Generations engine. That looks a bit bizarre, I've got to be said. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but I'm willing to give it a go if it's any decent. But yeah, lots of interesting stuff. And then these are typical Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 hacks kicking around as well. Some really bonkers looking things like Backasonic, for instance. I'd definitely go and have a little dig through, because there's some really interesting stuff there. I'm going to have a little bit of fun mucking around with that later on, must be said. Always a good thing, always a good show, the old Sonic Hacking Contest. Some really interesting daft things every now and again. Oh, looks like Sonic 2 Omachau Edition has turned up again. That's always a good laugh. If you've never played Sonic 2 Omachau Edition, the whole thing with that is that everything you do, Omachau steps in and explains it, so it just becomes a lesson in aggravation more than anything else. But it is quite a good laugh, it's got to be said. But yeah, there you go. shc.sonicresearch.org if you are interested. Cool. Right, back onto the music. What am I feeling? I'm feeling... yeah, I'm definitely feeling some Sega Saturn. Enjoy.
Bye. の快楽追い続けても虚しい余生が残るだけ。とことん極めぬ奴らには体に叩き込むぞ。背が高さんしろ、背が高さんしろ、背がさたんしろ。白い浮き雲真っ赤にたぎる遊びの地、途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタンシロ。セガタサンシロ、セガタサンシロ、セガサタン。
This is Dr. Robotnik, and you and your sniveling friends are listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Oh no!
are back once again. You just heard Takanobu Mitsuyoshi singing Burning Rangers, Angel of Flame. The Burning Hot, sorry. Not Burning Rangers, because it comes from Burning Rangers. That is the main theme of the game. And prior to that, you heard Fumio Ukui. And Sega Saturn Shiro, which is quite an infamous song among Sega Saturn fans, in that is a theme song from an advert which ran in Japan. A very successful advertising campaign for the Sega Saturn kept it running an awful lot longer than it did in the West. And yeah, just really, really good fun. If you haven't ever checked out the adverts, you definitely should, because they are some of the funniest things. You can find them all subtitled and that on YouTube. Yeah, search for Sega to Sanchiro as the person you're after, the titular character of said advert campaign. So yeah, cool stuff. Right, what do I want to talk about? Oh, I'll tell you what I want to talk about, because it made me a bit moist in the old nether regions, is this fan's created some remastered HD versions of Yokosuka from Shenmue, and there's a couple of videos kicking around. You can go on my website, actually. I've got them featured there, SegaRhythm.com. So yeah, a Korean Shenmue fan, named by Nokon Kid, has recreated most of Yokosuka in HD with lovely, glorious high-definition textures. And there's also an additional video which showcases the Game Center U in much more detail. And he's kitted that out with loads of arcade machines, of all featuring sort of Yu Suzuki games and stuff. Just really, really cool looking thing. And it proper tugged at the old heartstrings, because it's like, I want HD Shenmue, damn you, Sega. And yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to happen or not, but if it does, I would certainly be knocking on Nokon Kid's door, because Kid clearly wants to make it, so let him do it. That's what I say. Go on, Sega, get him involved. He's got the talent. But yeah, definitely go and check out those videos, because they fill me with nostalgia, and I definitely want some HD Shenmue action coming to consoles at some point. So yeah, definitely cool, very, very cool stuff there. And we better play some Shenmue music now, because that's put me right in the mood for a bit of Sedgeflower, which is an amazing piano theme. If you've never heard it before, it's coming up now.
continuously going. Then stop. Relax, get a nice cool beverage, and put your feet up. And listen to Cyber Razor Cut with Sonic Yoda on Radio Sega.
Sega!
And we're back. You just heard Hideki Naganuma with Sweet Soul Brother, featured on Jet Set Radio. I was just saying in the chat room, I used to absolutely despise that song when I first played Jet Set Radio, all those many, many years ago. I don't know why, but like the main like sample, the Sweet Soul Brother bit, used to really, really get on my nerves. I thought it was so annoying. But in recent years, I've really learned to love that song. It's one of my favourites, actually. Hence why I play this the damn thing. I do love Hideki Naganuma. He's just wonderfully consistent pretty much all the time. A really damn good composer, it's got to be said. Speaking of Hideki Naganuma, actually, a update for My My Green has gone out in Japan. If you're not aware of what My My Green is, it's an arcade rhythm game, and it's all based around a sort of circular touchscreen panel, and you sort of tap the areas as the beats hit, and there's slides and things that you have to do as well. If you search for it on YouTube, I'm sure you can find some Japanese players absolutely proing it up on that, because I watched some over the summer because I was obviously in Japan recently, and some of the guys are just absolutely insane on it. They really, really are well into it, and they're hitting it so well. I played a little bit of it, and it's fun, it's got to be said, but I was doing it on like the lower difficulty settings because I was learning still, so I didn't attempt what they were doing, because it was pretty mad. You've got to keep your eye on such a big screen as well, so it's very, very easy to miss notes and things when you're playing it. But an update's gone out, and Hideki Naganuma's Back-to-Back from Sonic Rush has been added to the soundtrack for My My Green. So that'll be really good fun in the arcade, it's got to be said. There has already been updates for more Sonic stuff over Sonic Fest back in July. They added things like... Oh, what was the stuff they added? stuff from Sonic Colors, I think, and Sonic Adventure. And they added some more Sonic soundtrack stuff, basically, for the Sonic birthday. A really cool little game, actually. If you ever get to play it, if you're ever in Japan, which is, not unreasonable, I don't think, it's definitely worth checking out. It's a bizarre little rhythm game and something different. We played Shenhua Sedge Flower prior to that from Shenmue. Cool. Right. Continuing on with the musics. I'm going to play some Vocaloid. It's got to happen, hasn't it? This song's called Envy Catwalk. It comes off the Project Eva 2 second soundtrack. One of my favourite songs off the game, actually. It's one of those where I'm really finding myself drawn to the Vocaloid stuff that sounds like you're on some sort of sugar rush whilst having like the worst fever dream ever possible. I love the hyperactive stuff. And so you're going to get that now, basically. So yeah, this is Toma featuring Hatsune Miku with Envy Catwalk. Enjoy. What up? I'm back. You just heard Tomoya Otani's... Otani's The Deadly Six theme from Sonic Lost World. And prior to that, you heard Toma featuring Hatsune Miku and Envy Catwalk from Project Diva F Second. Good song, that. Good song, that. Speaking of Otani, he's become a bit good, didn't he? I've got to say, I'm really, really liking Otani's soundtracks. He's become my Sonic soundtrack man of choice, I guess. As I really, really loved his stuff on Sonic Colors, and I'm glad that he keeps returning for things, because man could make a catchy tune, it's got to be said. And if Sonic soundtracks need catchiness, which they do, then he's your man, basically. Cool. Right, what did I want to talk about? I wanted to get your attention towards two awesome remixes that recently popped up on YouTube. I'm not featuring them in the show today because they deserve your YouTube views. But yeah, you should go and check out Banjo Guy Ollie's latest video. He's done a banjo-themed cover of the Space Era theme, and it's rather, rather good. It's really worth checking out. So yeah, give him your views. He's really good. He's done some excellent stuff. He contacted me quite a while ago when he first sort of kicked off. It was either his first or his second video. He sent me the Wonder Boy cover he did, which is also really, really worth checking out. But yeah, definitely go and check out Banjo Guy Ollie's stuff, because he does some really, really cool things. And it's just interesting hearing video game music done in a weird banjo style. Certainly unique, it's got to be said. And the other thing I was also brought attention to was, if you go and search for a YouTube channel called The Warp Zone, they've done a really, really awesome unplugged sort of smooth jazz version of the Chemical Plant Zone theme. Quite an interesting sort of, again, weird take on the original, but bizarrely it works very, very well. So yeah, definitely go and check out The Warp Zone and Banjo by Ollie. And yeah, and have a little check out of their latest things, because yeah, those Chemical Plant Zone and Space Harrier remixes that they did, well, I suppose they're not really remixes, are they? Sort of reworkings in a different style. Yeah, really worth your attention, and I hope you go and check them out after the show. Cool. Right, we're sort of in the last 15 minutes now, so yeah, we better play some musics then, ain't ya? Cool. I'm going to play the main background music from Enduro Racer, because it's one of my favourite songs. Sadly, I don't have the Master System version, which I prefer, but this is the arcade version, which is similar, just using a different chipset. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Bentley Jones, and you're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
And we're back for one final time. You just heard Richard Jakes and TJ Davis with Supersonic Racing from Sonic R. And prior to that, you heard Hiroshi Kawaguchi with the main theme from Enduro Racer, the arcade version. Cool. Right, two more songs and then I'm out of your hair. But first, this is the rest of the week's lineup on Radio Sega. Tomorrow at 8 p.m, KC comes back with the Sega Lounge. Friday at first thing in the morning at midnight, you've got RSN Live with Voice. Then later on that same day, it's at Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy at 9 p.m. Then on Saturday, it's the Late 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 Afternoon Breakfast Show at 4 p.m. with Shadow Remix. And then later that same day at 10 p.m. Forever Sonic's Random Hour hits the air. And then it's back round to me next Wednesday at 8 p.m. for another Cyber Razor Cut live on Radio Sega. Thank you once again for listening in. It's been a pleasure. Thank you everybody that came into the chat room and had a chat. Always a pleasure. I'm being told that there's I'm not I don't think there's going to be a Sega Lounge tomorrow, so it's still up in arms, but if you keep an eye on the Radio Sega Twitter feed, or just the main website, radiosega.net, I'm sure you can keep up to date with news on that. Cool. Alright, last two songs of the show. Once again, thank you very much for joining me. I've been Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven, and you've been listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega. You should go and check out my website. It's SegaDriven.com, and if you want to follow me, it's SegaDriven. Yeah, at SegaDriven on Twitter. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Right. I'm going to play some more Hiroshi Karaguchi, this time Fantasy Zone, and this is Sorry, one of my favourite songs. Enjoy.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.